ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततः जय मुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टके. सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 25 द ग्लोरीज ऑफ लॉर्ड अनंत टेक्स्ट नंबर 10 टू 15 and today we'll be ending this chapter. So text 10 is on the board. Murtim napuru kripaya bhavadra satyam sansuddham sadasad idam vibhati tatra. जलिनं मृगपतिर आदोदे अनुबद्यम हदातुं सजन मनांसि उदार वीर्य मूर्तिं न पुरु कृपया बभाद्र सत्यम् संशुद्धं सदसद् इदं विभाति तत्र जलिलं मृगपतिर अददे अनावद्यम् अदातुं सजन मनांसि उदार वीर्या मूर्तिं न पुरु कृपया बभाद्र सत्तम् संशुद्धिं सदसद् इदं विभाति तत्र जलिलं मृगपतिर अददे अनावद्यम् अदातुं सजन ममांसि उदार वीर्या. Different forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na unto us. Puru Dipaya because of great mercy. Vavhara exhibited. Satyam existence. Samsudhyam completely transcendental. Sat asat idam, this material manifestation of cause and effect. Vibhati, signs. Tatra, in whom. Jat lilam, the pastimes of whom. Mrigapatihi, the master of all living beings, who is exactly like a lion, the master of all other animals. Adate, taught. Anavadyam, without material contamination. Adatum, to conquer. Sajana mamansi, the mind of his devotees. Udaravirya, who is most liberal and powerful. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. This manifestation of subtle and gross matter exists within the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Out of causeless mercy towards His devotees, He exhibits various forms, which are all transcendental. The Supreme Lord is most liberal and He possesses all mystic power. To conquer the minds of His devotees and give pleasure to their hearts, He appears in different incarnations and manifests many pastimes. Please repeat. This manifestation of subtle and gross matter exists within the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Out of causeless mercy towards His devotees, He exhibits various forms, which are all transcendental. The Supreme Lord is most liberal and He possesses all mystic power. To conquer the minds of His devotees and give pleasure to their hearts, He appears in different incarnations and manifests many pastimes. Purport. Srila Jiva Goswami has translated this verse as follows. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of all causes. It is by His will that gross and subtle ingredients interact. He appears in various incarnations just to please the hearts of His pure devotees. For example, the Supreme Lord appeared in the transcendental incarnation of Lord Varaha, the boar, just to please His devotees by lifting the planet Earth from the Garbhodaka ocean. So now I will read the translation and small purport of a verse, starting from text 11 to text 15. Translation to text 11. Even if he be distressed or degraded, any person who chants the holy name of the Lord, having heard it from a bona fide spiritual master, is immediately purified. Even if he chants the Lord's name jokingly or by chance, he and anyone who hears him are freed from all sins. Therefore, how can anyone seeking disentanglement from the material clutches avoid chanting the name of Lord Sesha? Of whom else should one take shelter? Translation to text 12. Because the Lord is unlimited, no one can estimate His power. The entire universe, filled with His many great mountains, rivers, oceans, trees and living entities, is resting just like an atom on one of His many thousands of hoods. Is there anyone, even with thousands of tongues, who can describe His glories? Text 13, translation. There is no end to the great and glorious qualities of that powerful Lord Anantadev. Indeed, His prowess is unlimited. Though self-sufficient, He Himself is the support of everything. He resides beneath the lower planetary system and easily sustains the entire universe. Text 14, translation. My dear King, as I heard of it from my spiritual master, I have fully described to you the creation of this material world according to the fruitive activities and desires of the conditioned souls. Those conditioned souls who are full of material desires achieve various situations in different planetary systems, and in this way they live within this material creation. Purport. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Anadi karma phale pori bhavar na bajale, tori bare na dekhi upay. My Lord, I do not know when I commence my material life, but I can certainly experience that I have fallen in the deep ocean of nations. Now I can also see that there is no other way to get out of it than to take shelter of your lotus feet. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offers the following prayers. Oi nanda tanuja kinkaram patitang mang visame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. My dear Lord, son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your eternal servant. Somehow or other, I have fallen into this ocean of nations. Kindly therefore save me from this horrible condition of materialistic life. Text 15, translation. My dear King, I have thus described how people generally act according to their different desires, and as a result get different types of bodies in higher or lower planets. You inquired of these things from me, and I have explained to you whatever I have heard from authorities. What shall I speak of now? Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 25th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Glories of Lord Ananta. Mukam Kuradivachalam Pangulanghaita Giring Jatpipata Mahambande Sri Gurudinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanyasharam Umangushmareshwar. So in this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, a 5th canto, The Glories of Lord Ananta has been very beautifully explained. So name is Ananta Shesha. Ananta means there is no end, and Shesha means end. So Lord is embodiment of all contradictory qualities. Here it is explained that Lord is supremely powerful and has unlimited qualities. And by the name of Lord Anantadev, it reflects the contradictory quality. He is Ananta, but he is also Shesha. So why is Ananta? Because he has unlimited power. And more than this quality, why is Ananta? Because he serves Krishna unlimitedly. That's why he is Ananta. And why is Shesha? Because that is the ultimate manifestation or end manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord manifests as Balaram, then Balaram to Sankarshan, then Karana Dakshai Vishnu, Garbha Dakshai Vishnu, Khira Dakshai Vishnu, then Anantadev. That's the end. So that's why he is called Shesha. So Lord cannot be understood by our materialistic way of thinking. That's why in order to understand Krishna, we have to accept the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna also tells that he is Aja, he is unborn. Kunti Devi prays, although he is Ajam, but he is Jataha, he takes birth. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ajopisan Appayatma Bhutaram Isharopisan Prakritim Samadhisthaya Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. Although I am unborn, but I appear by taking shelter of my Yogamaya potency. Then why Krishna is told unborn? Because Krishna never took birth in the spiritual world. That's why he is unborn. He is eternally there in the spiritual world. That's why he is Aja. But in this material world, he does not take birth, he appears. Appears and disappears. So there is no contradiction. So how this contradiction can be reconciled? When we have a complete understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Ananta Shesha. So looks contradictory, but if we understand the philosophy, of the quality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the contradictory statements can be nicely reconciled. So why Anantadev is so glorious? He is glorious not because he has unlimited power. He is glorious because he serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead in unlimited way. So he is the embodiment of service. He is a servitor Godhead. And that is the wealth. So that Anantadev appeared as Lakshmana. So Lakshmana means who is endowed with unlimited wealth. But do you know, when Lord Ram was banished into the forest, so Lakshmana also followed him. He had no money. He had no palace in the forest. Why he is called having unlimited wealth? What kind of wealth? He had the wealth of pure devotional service. From the birth of Lord Ram till the disappearance, Lakshmana was always with the Supreme Personality of God and Lord Rama. As a principle, the Kshatriyas are not supposed to serve another Kshatriya. They are always independent. The king, they must have kingdom, according to Varnashram Dharma. But by these pastimes of Ramayana, it is established that principle of devotional service rendered by Lakshmana was beyond Varnashram Dharma. Although Lakshmana was a Kshatriya, but he was very proud to be the servant of Lord Ram. And it is said, in the 14 years of banishment in the forest, Lakshmana never slept and Lakshmana never ate. And that is the power of his devotional service. And that is the glory of Ananta. And that same Lakshmana came as Lord Balaram. So Lakshmana was very happy rendering devotional service to Lord Ram, but he had one difficulty. What was the difficulty? Difficulty was, he was the younger brother. And as a nature of this tattva, Lakshmana used to be very angry. And he became angry on many different occasions. When Lord Ramchandra was told to go to the forest, Lakshmana became very angry towards his father, Lord Dasarath. And he became so angry, he wanted to kill him. He said, I want to kill him now. So Lord Ramchandra pacified him. So then they entered into the forest. Then Bharat came, heard the news, felt very sad. Then Bharat also wanted to take Ramchandra back to Ayodhya. So he took the whole army, a big army, along with other people, his mother, went to Chitrakut to take Lord Ram back. So when Lakshmana saw Bharat from a distance, he said that after sending you, he is not happy. He is coming to kill you. So what I will do now? I will take my bow and arrow. I will kill Bharat now. So always in a killing mood, very angry. But everywhere he was pacified. And he was not feeling happy. Because I am younger brother, so Lord Ram is not taking my words very seriously. So in the next incarnation, I will not appear as younger brother. So I will appear as elder brother. So that's why Lakshmana appeared as Lord Balaram, as the elder brother of Krishna. So Balaram is the embodiment of all five rasas of devotional service in Vrindavan. That's why he is glorious. So you know that five kinds of devotees render service to Krishna in Vrindavan. The mood of neutrality, mode of servitorship, mode of friendship, parental mellow and conjugal mellow. Balaram, he exhibits all these five kinds of devotional service. So, how he does service in neutrality? Lord Balaram is the source of Krishna's different paraphernalia. Balaram created Vrindavan Dham, Balaram created Jamuna, Balaram created his bed, Krishna's bed, Balaram created Krishna's helmet, Mukuta, Krishna created, Balaram created his garments, Balaram created his, so many other things, so that Krishna can perform his pastimes. So in this way, Balaram performed the devotional service in the mode of neutrality. Although Balaram is elder brother, he always loves to serve Krishna in the mood of a servant. So when Krishna becomes very tired in the forest, Lord Balaram used to massage the lotus feet of Krishna. So in this way, Lord Balaram acted as a servant of Krishna. And Balaram also acted as a friend. Friendship was there. Although they are brothers, but when they used to be performing different pastime in the forest, Balaram and Krishna were acting like cowherd boys. They are friends. So in that way, Balaram also exhibited devotional service in the mood of a friend. Then although Balaram is a servant of Krishna, friend of Krishna, because his elder brother, he acts like his father. And he orders Krishna, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. So in that way, he also did devotional service, does devotional service in the mood of a father. But also, he renders devotional service in conjugal mellow. But he cannot do that in that Balaram body, because he is in a male form. So in order to exhibit the conjugal mellow, he should have a female body. So Balaram manifests himself as Ananga Manjuri and renders conjugal mellow. And in that way, Balaram is the embodiment of all kinds of devotional service in Vrindavan. So Krishna, here it is explained that Lord is very, very powerful. But love is more powerful than the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotees of Vrindavan, they are not so much interested about the power of Lord Krishna. And rather, by the Yogamaya potency, that concept of power, strength is not so important. It is very insignificant. So Krishna appeared as son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Devaki also had the mood of a mother, but Devaki knew that Krishna is God. But Mother Yashoda, as a mother of Krishna, doesn't know Krishna is God. Even if he knows, he doesn't want to know that. By the Yogamaya potency, that concept of God is covered over. And that is exhibited also. As Damodar month is coming, so Krishna was tied up by Mother Yashoda. Generally, when Krishna was in difficulty, the help of Krishna was Balaram and Rohini. Any problem? Krishna used to take shelter of Balaram and Rohini. But that day, somehow Balaram and Rohini were not there. And Mother Yashoda thought today is the best day to do something to Krishna. So Krishna was bound by Mother Yashoda and he was bound for a long time. Then Balaram came. So Balaram came, he was very angry by seeing Krishna is bound. He could not believe. And he was shouting, screaming, "Who has done that? Who has done that?" And Mother Yashoda overheard that Balaram is shouting. And she responded, "What's the problem? I have done it. I have bound Krishna." Then as soon as Balaram heard that, he said, you don't know who is Krishna? Krishna is the cause of all causes. He is the cause of creation, destruction, maintenance of the whole creation. Krishna is supremely powerful. He is giving a lecture on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Mother Yashoda says, "Oh, really? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then who are you?" He said, "You don't know who am I? I am Ananta Sesh, I am Balaram, I am Sankarsan, everything happens because of me." "Oh, really? So God has no other place, all the gods have to appear in my family only." So then he took a stick, and by seeing the stick in the hand of Mother Yashoda, Balaram ran away. And so Balaram told Krishna, "I cannot do anything for you." The Krishna Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of all power, is scared of the stick of Mother Yashoda. And that is the glory of Vrindavan. So power is not so important. Real important thing is the real wealth, the love of Vrindavan. And that is the most satisfactory wealth we can have. So the whole world is suffering because of hunger. But real hunger is not the hunger of the belly. Real hunger is the hunger of the heart. And that hunger of the heart can be nourished, can be fulfilled only by the experience of love. And it can be ultimately, completely satisfied when we can experience the love of the Brajavasis. And that is the gift Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give to all of us. And this service is the way to achieve that love of Godhead. So this service is the activity of inspiration. Srila Prabhupada inspired devotees to serve. You cannot dictate, or you cannot demand, or you cannot pay for service. Srila Prabhupada was in London. So one reporter came. He said, "Why did you come to London?" So Prabhupada, in a very humble state, he said that you people came to India and stole so many things of India. But you forgot to steal one thing. And I came to give that wealth. And that is the wealth of Krishna consciousness, wealth of love of God. So I have come to give that. And while Prabhupada was talking, one British devotee was fanning. He said, "You know, he is from Britain, but he is fanning me, no payment, voluntary service. How it is possible?" Because out of love. So love is the ultimate perfection of our life, which cannot be explained by any logic. And that is the fulfillment of the heart. But that love is perverted in a material world in a different form. So therefore we misunderstand love. But the love which is talked about in Srimad Bhagavatam and other sastras is the mood of service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atmendriya priti vancha tare vale kam, Krishnendriya priti vancha dhare premanam. So therefore that service to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes from the heart. And how Srila Prabhupada could inspire people from any background to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because Srila Prabhupada exhibited some wonderful spiritual qualities. And first quality of Srila Prabhupada was super enthusiastic in devotional service. Always busy. Srila Prabhupada used to say that human form of life, a single moment should not be wasted. See my example, that I use all of my time in the service of the Lord. And I heard from Srila Prabhupada, dear disciples, that Prabhupada, even he used to sleep, he was not sleeping. And he prayed to the Lord, "My dear Lord, that you told me to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world, and I have a great responsibility of translating books. So how can I have to manage the worldwide organization? Whole day I am busy, then where is the time to translate?" So he prayed to the Lord very intensely, "My dear Lord, please take away my sleep so that I can translate whole night." So therefore Srila Prabhupada, out of compassion, used to get up every night and he used to translate Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada was super enthusiastic in devotional service, and that enthusiasm enthused other people to serve. And although Srila Prabhupada was so learned, such an exalted devotee, he was very humble. Very humble. And that humility attracted. I was hearing one pastimes of Prabhupada, the Shyamasundara Prabhu. So Shyamasundara Prabhu approached Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, I have a difficult time. I have to go to jail." "So really? No problem. Krishna also appeared in jail." So Shyamasundara Prabhu thought, "I am going to jail. Krishna, Prabhupada may reject me." But Prabhupada was very happily said, "Okay, no problem." So Krishna also appeared in the jail. He said, "Why you have to go to jail?" He said, "I was involved in some drug dealings." Prabhupada said, "I also used to be involved in drugs." So in that way Prabhupada was very compassionate, very humble. And although he is having such a high quality, he came down on the ground level to deal with the devotees. And that attracted people so much. And third quality Prabhupada exhibited, Prabhupada always appreciated. He never discouraged or criticized devotees. "Oh, you have done wrong, you have done wrong, you have done wrong." That is the discouraging element. A leader cannot encourage by this kind of quality, finding faults. So Prabhupada, one day, one Mataji, early days, don't know how to paint. So that Mataji was instructed by Srila Prabhupada to paint a pastime of Krishna. First he did, Krishna was playing on the flute and Radharani with the garland should be offering to Krishna. But instead of having the hand this side, Krishna's side, she painted the opposite side. So Prabhupada saw that. Prabhupada said, "What you did? As if Krishna, Radharani has another boyfriend. Instead of giving it to Krishna, she is giving to somebody else." Then Prabhupada said, no. "You have done nice. Just try to encourage her." He said, "Your painting is so good." So Radharani felt so happy. Instead of offering the garland to Krishna, she is offering the garland to you. So in that way, Prabhupada always appreciated, encouraged. And that really touched their heart. And that is there are two kinds of manager. One is called stressed house manager, stress, always in stress. What they do? They always see the defects. But those who are empowered leaders, they always appreciate the performance. Then that's why Prabhupada has encouraged so much the devotees. So that is the quality of the leader, always appreciated in the public, but if you want to rectify in private place. Prabhupada did that. And in that way Prabhupada, also how he rectified with respect. So Lord Chaitanya also, he defeated that Keshav Kashmiri came here to Navadvip Dham, he defeated him. But he defeated in such a way that he did not feel he was defeated. That is the glory of a leader. That he don't humiliate anyone. But to talk about in the public, not in a private place also. They don't feel that he is humiliated. And that was the quality Prabhupada was exhibiting. And apart from appreciating, he also recognized the excellence. Anybody is doing service, But someone who is doing excellent service, he also gave recognition of the excellence. In that way, Srila Prabhupada was a perfect leader to inspire devotees to render devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is the glory that can touch the heart. So, by reading scriptures, you can become an erudite scholar, you can speak, but that cannot change your heart. The empowerment to change the heart will come when you have a submissive surrender to the Guru Parampara, to the spiritual master, to Srila Prabhupada. So when we are surrendered, then empowerment comes. But you can become scholar. But scholarship cannot change the heart of the people. So devotional service means changing the heart. Love means changing the heart. So therefore, those who are experiencing the love within, those who are experiencing Krishna within, they can give that experience to others. So therefore, everything will happen. I was hearing two qualities if we have, everything will happen to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. First, we should experience Krishna in our life, and we should be eager to share that experience to others. And that is the two primary qualities of the leader. And if we have that quality, everything will happen. And that was the quality of Srila Prabhupada. He was experiencing Vrindavan within all the time, and he wanted to give that Vrindavan to everybody. And that was the secret of his success. He did not have follower, he did not have money, he did not have anything, but he had a sincere desire to give Krishna to others. And why he wanted to give Krishna to others? Because he was experiencing Krishna. And that is the quality. And that quality attracts Krishna. And that is the quality of the spiritual world. And Anantadev is the embodiment of all these qualities. And that's why he is called Ananta, because he is filled up with all these kind of qualities. And if we can get a drop of the unlimited qualities of Anantadev, our life will become successful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Gorpamanande. Time is up, but we can take some questions. If you have any work to do, then you can go, but you can continue for some question answer. Janagamma Prabhu.
You said that Prabhupada never criticized, but I have personal experience of him criticizing.
I told that never criticized, he always appreciated.
No, I have experience that he didn't appreciate,
yes,
and he did criticize.
Yes.
So it's not always that he didn't criticize.
But when he criticized also, he criticized out of love. And that was the quality. Just like I told the quality of Lord Chaitanya, he defeated Kesav Kashmiri, but he did in such a way, he never felt that I have been defeated. In the same way, Srila Prabhupada, when he criticized also, he did in such a way, they felt inspired to be rectified. Because he was doing out of compassion and love.
So, do you feel inspired by my criticism?
I always feel inspired by you.
To correct the situation in the Goshala.
No problem.
Huh?
You have the full right to criticize.
I have full right. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Next. Any other question? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gaur Bhaktavinda ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hare Hare Bol.